From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new battle is brewing in Congress over ways to push employed, work-capable food stamp recipients into jobs. Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts assured hundreds of anti-hunger activists that he would oppose any attempt to give states control of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by converting it into block grants. But he also warned that some reforms to SNAP will have to be made in order to get a new farm bill passed. Trump administration threats to impose deep budget cuts focused at the Obama administration's climate policies include sharp reductions in federally funded scientific research. Initial reports on the Trump budget proposal set for release next week show the EPA facing a 25% cut from $8.2 billion to $6.1 billion for fiscal 2018. The cuts are being planned to offset an additional $54 billion allocated to military spending. Do sugar and other sweeteners in the diet cause obesity? According to sweetener producers and food and beverage makers, there is no direct evidence for that, but they continue to get hammered heavily with nutritional regulations linking sweeteners to increased incidence of child and adult obesity. The World Health Organization has adopted a recommendation for a 10% added sugars maximum in its campaign against both adult and child obesity, and recommends a ceiling of 5% as even more healthful. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.